Archer Fletcher is underground. Again. It seems like every time he is doing a heist, he ends up with dirt down his pants. He is currently directly under an army base. Inside of this army base, there is a jewel. But it is not just any jewel. It is originally from Egypt. Legend says that whoever harnesses the jewel's power can hold power over the entire earth. Of course, Archer does not believe in that nonsense. However, this jewel is worth more money than he can even think of. By successfully stealing the jewel, he is easily going to become one of the richest men on the planet. Archer climbs through the dirt until his GPS notifies that he is directly under Area 51. Archer does not know how he pulled this off. Archer tears through the dirt and climbs above ground. He stands up and quickly dusts off his now dirt-stained white suit. And, surprisingly, Area 51 is abandoned. There is not a soul in sight. That is, until he turns around and sees it. Hundreds of dead soldiers, surrounded by a pool of their own blood. Now is Archer's chance. He does not care how the soldiers died. All he wants is the jewel. He will handle any problems that come his way once they get there. Archer sprints into the nearest building, but he is immediately confronted by a man. A man that is holding the Egyptian jewel. The man has long red hair and is wearing a white poet's shirt. "Who are you?" Archer asks, holding up his pistol. The mysterious man smiles. "You can just call me Forever," the man says. Archer cannot take this any longer. He fires his pistol, sending a bullet directly into the Forever Man's chest. However, the bullet shows no damage wound, no blood, nothing. And the Forever Man is standing there, motionless. And he begins to laugh. "I'm called Forever for a reason, buddy," he says with a pointy smile. However, Archer chuckles right back and immediately sends his foot flying into the air, and it hits directly onto the jewel. The jewel flies across the sky and lands on the ground, shattering. The Forever Man howls in anger. Even with the jewel being broken, Archer will still be rich. Suddenly, the Forever Man begins to punch Archer Fletcher in the stomach, over and over and over again. Archer tries to keep up, but it is no use. This mysterious man is too fast. He has a power, a supernatural power. Archer can feel his ribs begin to break. It's no use. He's lost. That is, until Archer finds a large dagger hanging on the wall. He quickly grabs it and stabs it into the Forever Man's forehead. Of course, it does no harm to the supernatural man. However, it will buy Archer some needed time. Archer runs over to the shattered jewel pieces and quickly shoves them into a tiny metal case he pulls out of his pocket. The metal case locks shut with a click. Only he knows the passcode to it. Archer then runs back outside and begins to sprint towards the hole he dug to get out of this place. However, the Forever Man sprints towards Archer and gets in between him and his only way out. The man takes Archer's dagger out of his forehead and chucks it directly towards Archer. and the knife makes a direct hit. It lands right on Archer Fletcher's right pec. Archer howls in pain and falls onto the dirt floor.
"I will kill you slowly for what you have done," the Forever Man says. "That jewel was my ticket to the top, my ticket to power. And you have taken that from me. You don't know how many hundreds of years I've sought for it."
"Hundreds?" Archer asks.
"I have been since the beginning of time. I can't die."
The Forever Man takes the dagger out of Archer's chest and stabs it into himself. And the knife does not even hurt the Forever Man.
"See?"
Archer wants to scream. He is more terrified than he's ever been. However, he can't. He is dying. Slowly.
"Now that the jewel is broken, it deserves no purpose. And it serves no purpose to me. I'll see you around, Archer."
The Forever Man turns and walks off. And seconds later, he disappears. Archer is left there in Area 51. And moments later, everything goes black.